Everybody knows you need it. Few get enough of it. Welcome to the Natural Health Dialogue Podcast. I'm Joseph.
And I'm Randy.
Randy Lee is a naturopathic doctor, and he owns a natural health store in Midwest City, Oklahoma, called The Health Patch. Been serving his customers for 21 years, and he's going to share his experience with us. And today, the topic, everybody knows you need it, if you get enough of it, what is it? Exercise. Randy, tell us about the history of exercise.
Yeah, you know, our grandparents didn't go join gyms just to get some exercise. The whole character of the work that we do these days has taken away most of our exercise. Where our parents were out gardening, working farms, taking care of animals, even everyday jobs were driving, operating machinery. There was just an awful lot of movement that was involved in their jobs. Probably half the Americans that you know these days, and I'm just pulling that figure out of the top of my head, but an awful lot of our people now work at very sedentary jobs.
Yeah. I sit in my chair and I feel like I can feel myself dying.
I work in a health food store and I talk to people all day long, but I do it from either a chair or from standing in an aisle. My wife bought me a Fitbit. Why? Because it has a little buzzer every hour to remind me to get up and get 250 steps. Mm. Without that, I could go 4, 5, 6 hours and not get 250 steps in a day's time.
It's because you're so focused. You're so focused on helping people.
Yeah, but your focus takes away the exercise.
Yeah, it does.
So then comes the question, why do we need the exercise? Why do our bodies need the exercise?
Yeah.
So the bottom line is most of your body systems require exercise.
Wait a minute.
They require...
My heart. Okay, I can see my heart and my muscles. What other body systems are you talking about that require exercise?
Well, let's talk about the bowel, for example.
That requires exercise?
Why do you think we call it a bowel movement?
Okay.
Yeah, your body doesn't move. There's no pump for the bowel. Huh. There's no pump for the lymphatic system. And you know what? The lymphatic system is your waste disposal system.
Yikes.
When cells die, they get pushed into the lymphatic system. Those collect in little lymphatic nodes, and they're pushed around by muscle as the muscles move, sort of like toothpaste. How do you get toothpaste out of the
tube?
Squeeze
it.
You squeeze it. And that's what happens. The muscles, as they move, squeeze on the lymphatic system to move it along through one-way channels to get it into the waste disposal systems of the body.
Wait a minute. Okay, so I'm picturing this. If I don't move, my waste disposal system is backing up inside my body?
You got it.
Oh,
you got it. So that therefore, all of that waste is just residing in your body and not being disposed of at all. It takes movement, it takes muscle movement to move the lymphatic system along to get rid of your body waste.
You're kind of motivating me now.
It takes movement for your heart to pump hard enough to get blood to all parts of the body. If you sit in a sedentary lifestyle, it will pump inadequately. And it will move blood to the easy parts of the body. It may never get into the hands and feet because there's not been enough movement to cause enough pressure on the blood to get it there. Hence, blood pressure. Blood pressure is there to get blood to move to all the parts of your body, and that won't happen without some movement. By the way, your brain is at the top of your body. How do you think you get blood up to the top of your body?
I just figured the pump just pumps it right up there.
It pumps it somewhat, but you can get brain fog by just sitting. You ever sit all evening? You had an evening off, and so you're going to sit and you're going to watch 3 movies back to back.
Binge watch.
Yeah. How do you feel at the end of that? You feel like you're brain fogged. You don't want to do anything but go get in bed.
That's true.
And then you lay down and you sleep all night long, and you never get adequate circulation from that. So all of your waste systems, all of your circulatory systems, all the rest of your body systems require some level of movement. And so we have to determine then how we're going to get that movement if our work doesn't allow us to do that.
Okay. We've talked about how the body systems, I'll buy that now, that they need exercise, like the lymphatic system and all of that. And I'll even buy that exercise can help us with weight loss. But how does that figure in to the whole exercise thing?
Okay, we all know that we have too much in our diet. We've already talked about sugar and all the stuff that it does. We have drugs that we take into our bodies, even healthy drugs, but the body recognizes them many times as chemicals, and so it tries to surround them as fat, and there's no movement for that, and so that just begins to accumulate more and more all the time. I have an illustration that I like to give people from my first year in business. I had a Hispanic friend. His wife didn't even speak English, and they came into the shop, and they were talking about they needed to lose weight. What could they do to lose weight? And I spent about 2 or 3 hours with them talking about weight supplements and weight lifestyles, and at the end of it, they left without buying anything at all. But they came back 3 months later and were talking to me again about they might want to take a supplement just to speed up the process. But I said, well, you look like you've lost some weight. And they said, yeah, we did. You were talking about what we needed for exercise. And he said, we just did one thing to change our lifestyle. We normally came home from work. I was tired. We sat down. The wife had dinner ready. We ate. And then we moved from the table to the couch, and we watched TV until bedtime and went to bed. Said, based on what you gave us in conversation about exercise, we decided to add one thing to our routine. We got up from the kitchen table, and we walked around the neighborhood for a half an hour before we went to the couch and sit down and watch TV.
I think I can probably do that.
We added a 30-minute walk. He said, not only did we get to know our neighbors better, did the neighborhood become more pleasant? Did we have a neighborhood watch community that started paying attention? There were lots of benefits that came from that. But in addition to that, in 60 days, the man had lost 28 pounds and the woman had lost 22 pounds.
Even if they're perpetually dehydrated and eat some sugar?
They were drinking a little more water. I got them to do that, but they did do only a little bit more water, and they didn't say anything at all about reducing their sugar intake at all. But what they did do was they added 30 minutes of exercise each day after dinner. Now, there's two benefits to that, because not only did they actually burn the calories from the walk and getting to know the neighbors, that kind of stuff, but they also, right after they had finished eating, did the walk, which stimulates your bowel then to get rid of the waste material from the product. So rather than eat, let that waste build up in your bowel and go sit on the couch all evening and permeate and reabsorb in your body all evening long, but it was disposed of as well. So lots of benefits to adding that after dinner walk.
You know, I'm just not used to thinking of exercise for anything other than building muscle, burning calories. I need to get it into my thinking that it's actually helping my body eliminate waste at the same time. And yes, I forgot to reset the stopwatch. Randy's looking at the stopwatch. I have no idea where we're at. I think we got about 4 more minutes.
So. I was just wanting to get to the bottom line of what I was saying.
Yes,
I may actually be shortening it a little bit. But and I had lots of other notes that we could talk about. I don't know that I need to. Here's a point that I would like for everybody to get. I have been tracking this. I'm now in my 70s. And so many of my friends are in their 70s. Many of my friends have already retired. I haven't. I don't ever plan to retire. I'll work till the day I die. And that's a good thing, because most of the time when guys retire, when people retire, whether mm-hmm. they're guys or women, when they retire, they just move from one job into another job, because most of us don't prepare adequately to be able to live without some income.
Okay.
So, but in those cases where guys do retire for their final time and they want to just, you know, I've done my work, now I just want to relax for the rest of my life, and they move to the couch and they become couch potatoes. I've done some research recently that says that the people who move from their jobs to their couches, life expectancy generally is about 2 years.
Wow.
So for about 2 years of sitting on the couch with no exercise at all, you're looking at death. I read an article just last month that says that the new death cry is sedentary lifestyle. a sedentary lifestyle is now killing more people than things like cancer and heart disease those kinds of things.
So are you saying I'm guaranteed to die if I sit on the couch for 2 years?
You're guaranteed to die, period. We're all going to die. None of us are going to get out of this world alive. But you can hasten that process by just becoming sedentary. Your body was created for movement. At least two of your body's systems require it just for normal functioning. All of them require it for adequate health. And without the exercise, you're speeding up the death process.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a lot to think about. Thank you, Randy.
You bet.
And so that brings today's podcast, which I don't know how long it is, to a close. Natural Health Dialogue. By all means, please like the podcast, subscribe to it. I'm not even sure I know all the podcast language yet, but if you are enjoying the podcast so far, please refer friends to us. And I'm Joseph.
And I'm Randy. And we thank you very much for listening to us. Feel free to call us at any time. Drop by the store. Check the website. Keep up with what we're doing. And by the way, we started this off as a dialogue. I want to know your health stories. So feel free to give me a call and tell me what your family's doing to stay healthy.